Crossing next to one South Africa movement, Natalie Maimane, who earlier this week, alongside the chief activist of the movement and her husband, Musi Maimane, happened to visit Delft Police Station. Now, we speak quite a bit about the crime that riddles the Western Cape and certainly the Cape Flats, and are often speaking about how intelligence as well as the collection of data is so critical to our ability to fight crime. This was also their priority on their visit. Let's find out a little bit more about her point of view of the visit to Delft. Natalie Maimane, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Rapilwe. Thank you.
Certainly. Natalie, just tell us a little bit about what prompted you to visit Delft in particular, that particular South African Police Services station in the first place.
Yeah, sure. It is actually, in fact, the police station that reports the third highest number of rape cases in the country. So it accounts for 5% of the national rape cases in the country. And we specifically wanted to look at the procedures and policies around how they handle women who come in who've been victims of sexual violence.
And what did you find on your visit?
I think we were told around what kind of policies and procedures would be put in place, and everything sounds as though it would be very efficient. But once you start to sort of scratch below the surface, what is in practice and what a woman might experience on the ground does not match those policies. So, for instance, there is a victim empowerment room where a woman's statement would be taken. And at that particular police station, the keys for that room are not held on premises. So they would need to phone somebody to bring the keys to open the room. That woman lives 20 minutes away. If she can get a lift to open the room, then she'll be there within 20 minutes. If not, they need to send a police car to go and fetch her. 20 minutes to her house, 20 minutes back again. So you can understand that a woman who's come in to report a very traumatic event could be sitting waiting 20, 40, who knows how long minutes before a space becomes available.
And a police car that might be sent out to fetch a person for keys that might otherwise be trying to fight crime.
Exactly.
It's quite disturbing, Natalie. I mean, I think what you're telling us is something. Well, you're giving us greater specificity than we normally hear, but we do hear often in most South African police services stations that women are often even victimized further and traumatized further after experiencing either rape or other kinds of assault. Was that something that you might have picked up here?
Look, we couldn't specifically say that, a woman might be re-victimized in that situation. But what you can see is exactly what you've pointed out there, you know, the idea that if the process doesn't work the way it should, there is a lot more, there are a lot more gaps open for that woman to be re-victimized. So if she is standing in the foyer of the police station waiting, and she's not actually been put into a safe space, she's accessible. She's vulnerable. There are also cases, for instance, the social workers are only available on a Tuesday and a Thursday. The rest of the days of the week, they have volunteers from the community. So it's likely that there could be a day that she arrives and there isn't somebody trained to actually assist her.
Right.
Again, you know, leaving her vulnerable.
One of the areas of that you emphasized, or the key area that you and Musi were emphasizing, is the integration of services. Tell us how you would see that play out in a best-case scenario.
I think that that's one of the issues we see in so many of our real issues in South Africa. Even the sergeant was saying, people operate in silos. So various government departments who should handle this process at different points don't actually speak to one another. They don't operate together as a team. And we certainly can see that community policing forums are trying to be of assistance, but you know they're not always being able to partner with local police stations. If every person, every government department is actually held accountable and can do its part properly, and that they are in fact talking to one another. I think that kind of thing would make such a difference in regards to a crime like this, because you need the Department of Social Development involved.
Yes.
You need safe spaces for someone to go if they are in danger. You need counselling. You need, you know, there are various aspects that can't just be the police handling or that the police should be accountable for.
This is definitely a problem of sort of organizational strategy, yes. But out of interest, I mean, if you're telling me that 5% of rapes are reported at this particular station and it's the third highest in the country, is it possible, because I think allocation of budget is according to usually population and the like, is it, do you think that this is a question of funding or is this a question of political will or skills? What would you say is the key thing that needs to change first?
Sure. So, Silwa, I think that funding would definitely be beneficial in this case. And we were shown to the GBV desk, which we know the Minister of Police referred to post his abominable statements. And when we went in, it was literally a room with a desk, two incredibly dirty chairs, papers all over the place. He himself was taken aback because he didn't expect to find the room in that kind of state. There was nothing about that room that was comforting
or empowering.
So, you know, funding, yes, definitely. But political will, yes, as well. I think it is very disheartening and just completely unacceptable as a woman to hear your Minister of Police make statements like he does. And then, you know, as a woman going into the third highest rape cases police station, was I expecting anything different?
Sure.
You know, when we hear it from government right onto the ground, we really can't expect there to be any change if the attitude right at the top doesn't show us that there's a problem. You know, that this is actually a concern of ours. This is a priority. We will make sure that women are not re-victimized. We will make sure that women are heard. I must be honest, I wasn't really expecting to see anything different on the ground.
Will you be making any other visits, or will you be taking this back up the chain of command in SAPS?
Yeah, so we have taken the relevant details of the station commander and his superiors as well, so that we can follow up on this, specifically on the victim empowerment room and on the GBV desk, so that we can ensure and hold accountable those who need to make sure that the actual on-the-ground practice is put in place.
Natalie, we thank you for taking the first step straight into the community to support them in this way and raising a voice. Obviously, your voices are of much greater influence in many cases than many of those members of the community. So I hope they, and I'm sure they appreciate it. Appreciate your time. Natalie Maimane there from the One South Africa Movement, who on Women's Day visited the Delft Police Station alongside her husband, Musi Maimane.